Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcasts going out in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch on Saturday night. Programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and greetings to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and I hope you can hang around for the next hour and enjoy latest good music. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland and update you on a few things happening around here. Not long to go now. If you want to go and see Foster and Allen, they're starting their tour of New Zealand in Friday week. So hopefully we might have a chat to them on the programme next week. So we'll have a song or two from them tonight. So first up on the programme tonight is a song from Foster and Allen, and it's called After All These Years.
My darling, come to me, sit you down easily, and rest a while near the soft firelight. Cold is the night, but warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these years. Time from me passes on, and I'm growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Night's dark and cold, but warm is your hand in mine. Feeble with ageless time, the light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days. Hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these years. I still love you after all.
Yes, that's Foster and Allen there, and all going well. I hope to have a chat to them on the programme next week, or if not, during their time in New Zealand. They're starting their tour in Tauranga on Friday the 13th, in Auckland on the 16th of April. They're in Christchurch on the 26th of April, and finish their tour on the 6th of May in Wellington. And you can get tickets at the usual outlets, and I think the concerts are selling really well. If you just tuned in, you're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and we've had beautiful weather here over the Easter holidays, and unlike Ireland, very bad weather, and causing major concern for the farming community now with the snow. Almost brought Ireland to a standstill 3 weeks ago. It stunted all the grass growth in many parts of the country. So there's major issues, and I heard the president of the Irish Farmers Association on the radio earlier this week, saying that the government is going to need to do something, and the weather forecast for today is not going to help. Heavy rain in the east at first, but brighter conditions in the west will spread east later. Highs of between 5 and 9 degrees. On the front of the Irish Times and in front of many papers today is a picture of two animals. They're a cross between a goat and a sheep, and they're called geeps. And they were born in a farm in outside Claremorris in County Mayo. And their owner Angela Birmingham, is featured on the front of many of the papers today. They're definitely a bit of lamb and a bit of goat. And according to Angela, these are the product of a week-long dalliance between her nanny goat Daisy and a Cheviot ram. Fianna Fáil unlikely to extend deal supporting government, and the trial that ran for 9 weeks, the Ulster rape trial, ended last Wednesday very abruptly, only deliberation for about 2.5, maybe 3 hours, and all four were found not guilty. So there's been quite a lot of feedback to the trial, and a number of people have got themselves into a spot of bother legally, because even one of the jurors made a comment on an online forum regarding some of the evidence or the way they came to the decision. So she was to find out this week whether she'd be charged for contempt of court. But another former Ulster player, Craig Gilroy, he's been stood down by the Ulster Rugby and IRFU for a game this weekend, as the Ulster and IRFU investigate a message that he sent around the time that the alleged rape took place. But again, all four found not guilty. But the reaction around the country has been unbelievable. There was marches in the streets complaining, were holding placards, "I believe her." And as I said, a number of people have been threatened with legal action by the legal representatives for the four men that were accused of these terrible crimes. But certainly not a good look, and their rugby playing futures are up in the air until the IRFU complete its review. More about all the action that took place on the field. Big games this weekend, or last weekend, both in rugby and in Gaelic football and hurling. So details on all that later on the programme.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Yes, the man himself, Daniel O'Donnell, there, and a lovely song, his version of One Day at a Time, a song made famous by another Irish singer. Not sure, haven't heard from her for a long time, or about her, Gloria. That song was in the charts for nearly 3 months, or maybe longer, in Ireland in the early 80s. And Daniel O'Donnell obviously starting his tours. He'll be going to touring around Ireland, the UK and North America over the coming months. And obviously he was property on a TV series, Renovating Homes, that him and Magella featured on when this guy, architect Dermot Bannon, came in and on live TV went and changed all his home and everything in Donegal. And Daniel, you know, at times got annoyed and didn't like it, and it cost twice as much money as it was going to happen. But I see the actual programme and the series of programmes rated very well in Ireland, and it looks like TV, it's all about ratings, and when people watch it and they want to see who what celebrities have in their house and what they haven't and what was done to the house, it obviously made for big viewing figures for RTE. So certainly Daniel's house, not sure whether he's totally happy with how it looks, but certainly he's got a lot of publicity and made some good viewing time for people in Ireland. Well, it's traditionally a big time for, well, it's the 2 weeks of holidays now in around Eastern Ireland, and it's a time that both the teachers and the police, Garda unions, are having their Garda conferences or union conferences. So again, the big issue that's coming up about teachers is the lack of pay, especially for teachers that qualified after 2011, because after the global financial crisis hit and Ireland's finances were in an awful state, teachers that started teaching from 2011 onwards were on lower pay scales, and they really haven't come up to what they should be. They're about 80% there, but the unions are saying, let's bring this up now so that they're getting to the right entitlements. A lot of young teachers are now leaving Ireland once they qualify. They're going to the Middle East, they're going to Australia, they're going to New Zealand. I met a young couple here at the weekend, and they're on career breaks. They're both teachers, one post-primary, one teacher from Cork and Limerick, or Kerry, and they're just taking a year out and down here. But a lot of teachers, young teachers, are leaving to go to East so that they can make fairly decent money in a short space of time, over 3 or 4 years, and go back then. They can afford to at least have a reasonable deposit for a house. And, you know, in all the big cities, the house prices are just going through the roof. So again, teachers looking for more pay, but of course other people in full-time work that's paying taxes as well as everybody else, they're looking at the teachers and saying, well, they only work for about 8 months of the year, they've got 4 months holidays, and they start work at 9 every day and finish at about 3, and some of them finish at 2 if you're in primary schools. But obviously it doesn't work like that, and it's a big issue, as it is here as well. There's a lack of resources really put into getting good teachers or people to qualify, because the pay rates aren't as good as what you can get if you're in the private sector. What else is happening here in the front? The Cork Examiner, the go-ahead has been given for 608 new homes in Cork. Permission for a 608 housing development in Cork has been approved by on board Planola. The approval for the development at Ballinglana and Glanmire for Flynn Construction is the first size for this size outside of Dublin. So that's good news. And again, that story about the Ulster player stood down this weekend, and across all papers, and I'm sure on the news here tonight, a woman was went and attacked people in the YouTube buildings in San Francisco and shot three people before shooting herself, and she's died And that story features on all the papers. And Cork loses US flights for winter. Cork Airport is to lose its first and only service to the US for the winter. It follows a commercial review by the low fares giant Norwegian Air of its network, and comes just weeks after the airline announced an expansion of its Irish operations. So disappointment there, but that's the way these airlines work. You know, if they're getting the support, they'll continue working and flying out of a particular country, but if not, they'll back on their flights out of there. Planxty and True Love Knows No Season. Lovely song.
As cold as the grave.
Yes, Christy Moore there, and beautiful Ellen Pipe music there of Liam O'Flynn, who passed away a few weeks ago. And also there would be, on with him is Liam, Donal Lunny, and Andy Irvine. That's from Planxty, True Love Knows No Season. And if you've just tuned in, you're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which we're broadcasting here on a Wednesday night out of Planet FM studio in Auckland, and our delayed broadcasts in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch on a Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And again, my thanks to the Hugh Green Group, who are the sponsors of the programme that you're listening to and have been for a long time now, nearly going back 20 years. And what else has happened? Well, it was a big weekend in sport in Ireland, and of course the National League's hurling football finals, the Division 1, 2 and 3, 4, they took place over the weekend, and the big one in Division 1 was between my own county, Galway, and Dublin, and Galway had drawn with Dublin in a round-robin game a few weeks before that. In fact, they had a good effort again on Sunday, but lost by 3 points. Dublin were down to 14 players for most of the second half, but just Galway, inexperienced and probably playing on the big Croke Park field, just didn't suit them, and they were beaten. But Roscommon, they overcame Cavan in the Division 2 final. Both Cavan and Roscommon, they were promoted up to Division 1 for next year. Division 3, Fermanagh were beaten by Armagh, and Division 4, I'm trying to think who played in Division 4. Looking at it here, Division 4 final, Laois 15 points, Carlow 11 points, and one of double blow. Well, Laois has been in the news over the last few days. One of their key players put out a tweet relating to the rape trial in Belfast, which was not appropriate, and he was stood down by the county, and indeed the Laois county sponsor voiced their disapproval over the remarks he made about the claimant, and he's been allowed to come back into the team, you know, for their championship matches. But bad news, because on Sunday night or Monday night, one of his colleagues was attacked, unprovoked attacked in Carlow, in the potato market area of Carlow, and is fighting for his life at the moment. According to reports in the paper, two men attacked the Laois player. Family are at his bedside at the moment. No news on how he's doing at the moment, but certainly too much of this happening. It's happening here, it's happening in Ireland late at night, and alcohol involved, and an unprovoked attack while he was waiting for a lift home. But the incident happened around 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a big weekend too for horse racing in Ireland. The Punchestown Festival was on Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday's events had to be cancelled due to the heavy rain. But Gordon Elliott, who's neck and neck with Willie Mullins to be Ireland's leading trainer, he had about 15 horses running in the Grand National in atrocious conditions, but one of them came through, so it looks like he'll become the national leading trainer for Ireland this year. Rugby it was, and first of all down in Thomond Park, packed Thomond Park on Saturday. Munster took on Toulon, and certainly a number of key players missing through injury, and then Simon Zeba got injured in the first half, so they were up against it, but that Munster spirit came through in the end, and Andrew Conway scored an unbelievable try with about 5 minutes to go. He ran pretty much half the field and weaved in and out amongst the Toulon players to score under the posts, and Munster came through with the slimmest of margins, 20 points to 19. So they go to Bordeaux, and they play who did they play? I'll come back to that in a minute. They're taking on another French team in a couple of weeks' time. The other big game at the weekend was Leinster against current champion Saracens, and Leinster, they were playing in front of a packed out house at Croke Park, Aviva Stadium, Lansdowne Road, and they just too good for Saracens. They were winning that game 30 points to 19. So they've got a home semi against Scarlets, the Welsh team, and Munster, as I said, they've got to travel overseas, and they're going to take on Racing 92. That's right, Ronan O'Gara's former club, and the club that Dan Carter is playing with. Dan played a key role in that game. So a huge big game, I think about the 24th, the weekend of the 21st of April, 21st, 22nd of April, that game will be played. All right, let's move on with another bit of music here. We'll take a bit of traditional music here. Take it away, lads. Yes, Donan there with a lovely piece of music called Mulvehill's Reel, and it's just half the programme gone. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Just reading about that boy that was injured, the young Laois player, his name is Daniel O'Reilly. He came on at half time in Laois's match in the league final division 4 on Saturday evening and played half the game, and he was out at about 1 o'clock on Monday morning in the potato market early when he was attacked from behind. And he's in a serious but stable condition in hospital. And I've first-hand experience of this because my cousin's son was attacked in Tumen almost 7 years ago now. And he's basically been in a coma since then as a result of a blow to the head. And it's a terrible, terrible cross for his parents and his sister Sarah to carry since then. Shane Grogan, lots of publicity about his attack, and the family have obviously raised an awful lot of money to help them look after him, and they're building a new house just as in Tuam now with a modified area for him. But went to see him when I was at home there, and you can see what the result of a stupid act. And unfortunately, a lot of these there's more and more of these incidents happening everywhere. And this young man was attacked at 1 o'clock in the morning while minding his own business. What else has been happening in Ireland? The government is moving to try and stop the use of cell phones and iPads. There's so many people using them, younger people, and using them for all the wrong reasons. There's Matt Cooper. He's a well-known columnist in Ireland and broadcaster, and he's writing in the Irish Daily Mail today, and he said, "My teen daughter's iPad is supposed to help her learn, but instead she uses it for the Game of Thrones." So two cheers are due for Richard Burton, the Education Minister, after his announcement yesterday that parents, teachers and students are to be consulted on the use of so-called smartphones in schools. But the third cheer is for being withheld for now. The first cheer is due to the confirmation that there's a real issue to be addressed. Not all ministers seem convinced, or if they are, they're afraid to say so. Second cheer is for not just giving parents and schools the authority to consider an act, but requiring them to do so immediately. A weaker minister would have done nothing. And third cheer is withheld because he could have done more. So yes, you just look everywhere today. You're out and about, young people, not so young people, and their heads are stuck looking down into phones or iPads, mainly phones, waiting for a bus, sitting in town or whatever. It's the way of the world these days. And people, as I said, the programme there about doing up Daniel O'Donnell's house, you drew huge numbers of people watching it on TV. Same thing. The rape trial in Northern Ireland obviously sold an awful lot more papers over the last 3 months while it ran in Northern Ireland, or 9 weeks. And there's been oceans and overage of coverage of it in the fallout on both print media and on radio and TV over the last week as well. And as somebody said, if these were four other people that had no particular background in the public eye, would the case have got as much coverage? And the answer is no. And they quoted a few other cases that were happening around the same time in the same court case, and people were found guilty, and there was little or nothing mentioned about their particular case. Okay, misty morning, Albert Bridge. Your eyes blue. Yes, the great voice there of Shane McGowan and the Pogues, Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. Well, he was here last year on a state visit to New Zealand, President Michael D. Higgins, and he, along with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and other ministers, took part in celebrations marking the 112th anniversary of the 1916 rising on O'Connell Street on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And he has not made any announcement about whether he will seek a second term when he was going for the get the nod for the first term. He said it would be, he'd be a one-term president only, but he said he'd let the public know by the middle of July whether he's going to seek a second term. And former Taoiseach Bertie Hearn said he might have a tilt at going for the presidency, but he said he wouldn't go if Michael D. Higgins had decided to rerun again this year. He might have a go in 7 years' time. And if he did, he'd go as an independent candidate rather than a Fianna Fáil candidate. So good man, Bertie. Not sure where his house is at the moment, but I'm sure he would be looking forward to go at becoming President of Ireland. He's been Taoiseach, of course. He was one of the keen people behind the Good Friday Agreement that was signed in 1998, 20 years ago. And thankfully, there is peace between North and South. There's a lot or between the Nationalists and the Protestant community, but a heap of work to be done in trying to get the executive up and running, and more importantly, the exit, the Brexit negotiations that are continuing to take place. But it says here in an article in the Irish Mail today, a papal visit, it says, with the president, a presidential twist, race for hours could be heating up as Pope Francis arrives at the end of August. And if there's a presidential election, it will have to take place between the 10th of September and the 10th of November. A number of people have said they're interested, and Sinn Féin said they'll put up a candidate. There's a number of independent people said they'll maybe put their names forward. You have to get about 20 councillors to back you. And Fianna Fáil said they will wait for a while. There's talks that they might ask their justice spokesman. His sister is Miriam O'Callaghan, Jim O'Callaghan's sister, and she hasn't ruled out running against Michael D. Higgins if there's an election due to take place later this year for the job in Orasanook. They're on a good sound pensionable job there for 7 years.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny Easter stream and hear the birds coo beneath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the path of the shear that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did gyne with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkine. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line by the banks of the Shear that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did gyne with you, lovely Molly, the rose of moon. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know that we two forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the Shear that flows down to Mountain. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mountain. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mountain.
Dublin City Ramblers there and the Rose of Mountain, and that could be the song being sung after the Division 1 Hurling League final this weekend, which takes place between Tipperary and Kilkenny. Kilkenny too good for Wexford and Tipperary too good for Limerick after extra time, winning by a goal. And I'm pretty sure that game, that final, is taking place. It could be in Simple Stadium in Thurles, of course. Then not long to wait till the championship starts, and a lot of the teams will be getting ready. Championship starts in early May. And if you're keen to keep up with your county and watch them playing Gaelic football or hurling over the summer months in Ireland, you can log on to the website gaago.ie, and you can get a subscription there to watch the games over the coming weeks and months. The other big sporting event this week is the US Masters, and there's only one Irishman, Rory McIlroy, in the field, and he's getting as much publicity as the former multiple winner of the event, Tiger Woods, who's on a comeback. But upbeat McIlroy is raring to go, according to a story here. He says, I've given this course too much respect, so hopefully he can pull it together. He's already had a big win a few weeks ago. He had a lot of injuries over the last year and hasn't won a major now for about 3 years, but this is the one that he wants. He's won the British Open, he's won the US PGA, and he's won the US Open, so this is the fourth part of that the majors that he needs to win, and hopefully he'll go well. But where guys go in and start talking about what they're going to do and everything, they usually come falling down after two rounds. But hopefully he's ready to go, and we'll have a good tournament. Ronnie Drew, take it away with Viva La Quita La Brigada.
Around the time I saw the light of morning, a comradeship of heroes was laid. From every corner of the world came sailing the 5th International Brigade. They came to stand beside the Spanish people, to try and stem the rising fascist tide. Franco's allies were the powerful and wealthy. Frank Ryan's men came from the other side. Even the olives were bleeding as the battle for Madrid had thundered on. Truth and love against the force of evil, brotherhood against the fascist plan. Viva la Quinta Brigada, no pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was a cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Bob Hilliard was a Church of Ireland pastor. From Killarney across the Pyrenees he came. From Derry came a brave young Christian brother. Side by side they fought and died in Spain. Tommy Woods, aged 17, died in Cordoba. With Na Fianna he learned to hold his gun. From Dublin to the Villa del Rio, where he fought and died beneath the Spanish sun. Viva la Quinta Brigada, don't pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Many Irishmen heard the call of Franco, joined Hitler and Mussolini too. Propaganda from the pulpit and newspapers helped O'Duffy to enlist his crew. The word came from Maynooth, support the fascists. The men have failed yet again. When the bishops blessed the blue shirts in Dunleary as they sailed beneath the swastika to Spain. Viva la Quinta Brigada, don't pass around the feds that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. This song, the tribute to Frank Ryan, Kid Conway and Dinny Cody too, Peter Daly, Charlie Regan and Hugh Burke. Though many died, I can but name a few. Danny Boyle, Blazer Brown and Charlie Dunn, Liam Tomlinson and Jim Straney from the Falls, Jack Nalty, Tommy Patton and Frank Conroy, Jim Foley, Tony Fox, Dick O'Neill. Viva la Quinta Brigada, no pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight. Viva la Quinta Brigada, no pass around the pledge that made them fight. Adelante was the cry around the hillside. Let us all remember them tonight.
Yes, the late Ronnie Drew there, formerly of the Dubliners, and a song called Viva la Quinta la Brigada. And that was Ronnie who put that together from an album that he recorded before in years of his life. Right, we've got about 11 minutes to go here before the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Our clocks went back at the weekend, so there's now 11-hour time difference between here and Ireland. So if you're ringing here at 7 o'clock in the evening, it'll be 8 o'clock over there in the morning. So let's hope that the fine weather does come. And listening to some of the reports about the real bad weather, you know, there's farmers in Donegal last year that said they didn't get two fine days in a row since the middle of June last year. And these were farmers that were being interviewed in late September, early October. A lot of farmers cut two cuts of silage, one end of May, early June, and one late July or early August. But the weather was so bad, many farmers didn't get the second cut of silage done in the west and northwest. Many of the crops were flooded before they were allowed to be harvested. So, and okay, if the bad weather that we got a few weeks ago, the snow that brought the country to a standstill, while the snow disappeared after about a week, it's certainly the ground underneath. It was so cold and the snow was there. It stilted all the grass growth. So many farmers now are finding that they're really struggling, lack of feed. So obviously looking for support, because farm prices aren't great at the moment to buy fodder and bring it in from the UK and other parts of Europe. A few years ago they had to bring hay and straw in from parts of Spain. But hopefully the weather will improve and the grass will grow and farmers can get out and do what they do well and produce good crops and good livestock. And the big issue for farmers, of course, is what's going to happen over Brexit. And many of the major agricultural companies see that there's going to be black clouds on the horizon because Britain is Ireland's biggest importer of agricultural products. Big markets in Germany and other European countries as well, but our nearest and closest neighbour. So this hard border will be causing issues between the north and the south. But, you know, whatever a deal is done between Britain and the European Union will impact big time on Ireland. But I was listening to the head of the World Trade Organization on the BBC World Service the other day, and he was asked in relation to Brexit and indeed the hard border, and he's even voiced his opinion that this can't happen, that you know, something has to be done because Ireland is a special case, and because of the relationship between the north and the south that's in good stead at the moment, hopefully this hard border issue can disappear. But the politicians are going to have to take the responsibility themselves, especially the ones in Northern Ireland who can't even agree to get back and form an executive at the moment. It's been not running since January of last year when the late Martin McGuinness pulled the support over a cash for energy crisis that cost the taxpayers, I think British taxpayers, about $500 million, according to the late Martin McGuinness. Right, we'll take a song here, Home Away From Home, and that'll take us almost home for another week.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a few places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years when waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last and I'm barely on track when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean, home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes, indeed. That's Sean Keane there, and Home Away From Home almost bringing us to another edition, end of another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. And you've been listening to us here on Planet FM in Auckland, our delayed broadcast in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and around the globe. Good luck to all the New Zealand and indeed the athletes from Northern Ireland taking part in the Commonwealth Games, which kick off on Thursday, New Zealand time. And I know that Ireland have a boxing team there, and let's hope that they will win some medals. I remember back in 1990 when the late Bob Gibson, whether the tape broke or whether Bob forgot to press the button, and he sang Danny Boy when Wayne McCullough won the gold medal here in, I think it was that game was on out there at the ASB Showgrounds. It was the old Logan Campbell Centre, but what a night that was, and brought great excitement to all the Irish fans from north, south, east and west. From me, good night, goodbye and God bless. I'll leave you with a medley of music here from Johnny Carroll on the trumpet.